November 27th, 1944. Dear Mr. and Mrs. Wallach and family, I know it's late to offer my sympathies, but we were not permitted to write until further notification had been confirmed. I can assure you I felt Danny's loss very deeply. I first met Danny at Jefferson Barracks, and we became good friends. I was older than Danny, and he always felt free to ask my advice. On the trip over, our friendship was further cemented. Upon arrival in New Guinea, I was assigned to crash a boat. Danny had love for boats and the water and wished to be in the same outfit. I managed to get him out. We had good times together and accomplished good rescue work. Then our ill-fated mission on Pangu Island in the Mafia group. Danny and two others were sent ashore to search for the missing pilots. They never had a chance. The minute they stepped foot on the jungle, they were ambushed. After time, we became alarmed after prolonged absence, and I and two others were sent ashore to search for them. When we searched the shore, it was Danny's cry that warned us and gave us a chance to fight our way back to safety. I will always admire Danny's sincerity and his unfound love for his family, mother, dad, brother, sister, and kind brother. He spoke of you often, and I feel as though I know you all. Also, a little girl in St. Louis, he loved her too, and had great plans for the future. For whatever consolation it may be, Danny died not in vain. As long as I live, I never will forget him. As a fatally wounded, he crawled out on the beach and cried, "Get back, Gus! Get back!" A truly great hero. If ever I can be of any service, please call upon me. I enclose my home address. Sincerely, Gus.